Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Melody was supposed to be with us today, but she had to cancel. She had some things going on, and she will be with us next Wednesday. She has assured me she will be with us next Wednesday, so you'll look forward to that. But she does have a special, and I wanted to give that. I asked permission because we just did the show prior to this one, and then she had to get out of town or whatever. She couldn't stay long enough to do this show today. But anyway, she does have a special. 90% silver quarters. You'll get 200 of them. They are uncirculated, brilliant silver quarters. 90% silver for $650. $650 for the 90% silver quarters. They are 1964, uncirculated. She says they're brilliant, they're beautiful. So you give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Get it while the getting's good and hot. Things are going and just happening all over the place with gold and silver right now, with the stock market up and down and all the things that are happening in the economy. So 1-800-375-4188. And tell her that you want the special that's for $650 with the 90% silver quarters. All right. I wanted to also mention to you, we're going to get to the news, I promise. We're going to get to the news. The MyPillow ads that you've been hearing on CSC Talk Radio. I am interested in your testimony for MyPillow. So if you will send me or call me, it'd be best to write it down, and let me know how that's worked out for you. MyPillow. Now, if you've not purchased your pillow yet, I want you to go to MyPillow.com. It's very simple, MyPillow.com. Check out their website. They have a lot of products there for your home, for bedding, that I didn't realize. I thought they just sold pillows. But they customize the pillow to you. To a degree. I mean, they don't actually customize it to you, but they have several different types of pillows, sizes and firmness and that kind of thing. And so you will answer a survey as to your sleeping habits. Excuse me. Do you sleep on your stomach? Do you sleep on your back? Do you sleep on your side? How big are you? How tall are you? Those kind of things. Give them a call. I don't have the phone number in front of me. I'll get that, but it'll be on the commercial. But check out their website. It's MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. When you order, when you make a purchase, you use the promo code Beth Ann. And there's no E on the word or the name Ann. It's just my name, Beth Ann. Now, this is a pillow promo. And this will work, and you'll get credit for CSC Talk Radio. Okay? And my pillow is made in the USA, so you're doing it. Now, if you watched the news last night, you saw that they were down and after this bomber in Austin, Texas. Isn't that horrific? You know, I heard one of the women, one of the ladies there in that community, talking about she had just ordered some things online, and now she's wishing she hadn't ordered them. She's afraid when the package comes, what she's going to, you know, I can't open the package. She says they've advised us to call 911 if we get a package. And so the fear that he put in the hearts of that community, it's just unreal. I was thinking about what that would be like, you know, in my little community. You know, we had a scare in my little community. We had a bad deal here many years ago, and it was a shooter that was taking people out. And it does. It reaps fear in the community. You know the people. You know the shooter, because it's a small community, and you know those who have been injured, shot, or killed. And it's, you know, it's just, it's unreal what it does to a community. But they have the bomber. No, they don't have him. He's dead. They've got him stopped. They do have a fear. Excuse me. They do have a fear that he might have placed some more bombs around town, so they are advising everyone to be very careful and watchful. I apologize. I've got a frog all of a sudden. The suspected serial bomber who killed two people and terrorized Austin, Texas for three harrowing weeks was killed in a dramatic confrontation with police overnight last night. The suspect, identified by police early today as a 25-year-old white male, was killed near the motel he was traced to be using for surveillance and footage from. The authorities used the surveillance and the footage from the FedEx drop-off store. They had him on the cameras there. You know, they were mentioning last night. They were mentioning last night, all the talking heads, as they were covering all the breaking news, that there's cameras everywhere in this world. You know, you can't even go through stoplights sometimes because there's cameras. I mean, you're not supposed to go through stoplights. You know what I mean? These intersections all have cameras on them. So anyway, they do have... He is dead. He went into a confrontation with the police. He got in his vehicle and took off, and he did end up, they don't know if he died from blowing himself up or from the shooting, because there was a shootout. And his name was Mark Anthony Condit. So it's interesting. I don't know what makes a person want to do such a thing as to kill innocent people. It didn't matter to him who it was, apparently. I know we'll be listening for days about, you know, the hate crime. I don't know that there's any crime that's really love. even those they call for passion, it's still a hate. It's still a hate crime. So I know they're going to be psychologically breaking it all down as to what made this man tick and why he did what he did. And I don't suspect that we will ever truly know the truth of his sick heart. One thing we weren't hearing about very much yesterday was the shooting in the high school in Maryland. I didn't talk about it yesterday because I had a guest, but that was all we knew, was that there was a shooter at this at the high school, Great Mills High School in Maryland. Well, a gunman had opened fire at the high school in Maryland, and he was killed the same day after engaging, and I think this is why we didn't hear a lot about it, after engaging an armed school resource officer. You know, because they're against that. They don't want these armed officers or teachers who have concealed carry or administrators or coaches or janitors or whoever the case may be. That's not what they want, the powers that be. They want to, particularly the liberals, they want to disarm Americans. And so this shooter was taken out early. He did shoot a 16-year-old female student, and she is still in critical condition from her injuries. Her name was Jalen Wiley. They think there might have been some kind of a personal relationship or some kind of, or maybe relationship's the wrong phrase, wrong word, but that they knew each other. So whether he was just targeting one person or was he going to take out several people, I don't know. But he was taken out early in the shooting by an armed resource officer. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. What do you think about some of these things that are going on? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. We might talk about gun control just a little bit today, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And I wanted to go back to my opening where I was talking about MyPillow and give you the phone number that I didn't have in my hand. We'll have commercials for them here in just a little bit. But it's 1-800-978-6168. And even if you make the phone call and you order, you need to give the promo code, which is Beth Ann. Just my name, my first and second name, Beth Ann. That's right. My name is Beth. I'm not an Elizabeth. I am a Beth. And the middle name is Ann without an E, just Beth Ann. Now, something else I wanted to talk about with my pillow is that they have the specials going on right now, which is the four pillows. You get two of your bed pillows, the premium bed pillows, and two of the to-go pillows. And it's half price right now. And I've given my little testimony about MyPillow, and I will do more of that. We're going to get Mike, the owner, on air with us, and we're going to talk about some of the things he's been through. He's got quite a story, and the successes of MyPillow, but his decision to keep the production of his MyPillow here in his own community in the USA. And I think that is so commendable. And so visit MyPillow. It's just MyPillow.com. And check out the products. And if you order, CSC Talk Radio will get credit for it. We don't get paid unless we sell a pillow. All right? We don't get paid unless we sell a pillow. So go buy those pillows. Everybody needs pillows and everybody needs extra pillows. But as you know, I recently broke my elbow and my brother gave me a My Pillow to Go pillow. And it goes with me. I'm not as bad as I was when I first broke that, and right after the surgery I had it everywhere with me. But it is just the right size to sit in my lap and to prop that arm up, kind of keep it on a soft little cushion because it sometimes needs just cuddling. All right? And on Monday, we will have another guest from the Range Rights and Resource Symposium. And I am going to be a speaker this year. Last year, I was just kind of a tag-along. And they thought, well, as long as you're here, let's put you to work. And so I sang the national anthem one morning, and the next morning I sang God Bless America. But this year, they decided they didn't want to hear me sing anymore, so I'm going to speak. And they think I've got a little bit of energy, and they wanted me to kind of wake up the crowd and keep them going on the second day. And the topic of my show is going to be what resonates with my listeners. They picked that, not I. So if you want to send me what resonates with you, which I kind of know, you just go ahead and send that to me. You can even give me a call if you want to, 877-895-5410. But it's something that I think you might want to go to, if you possibly can. It's going to be in Modesto, California. That'll be my first time to visit California, the state. If you're looking for an event where ideas turn into discussions, which lead to action, then join us at the 3rd Annual Range Rights and Resource Symposium. Their topic for the week, for the symposium, is Farmers Feed the World. And we're taking a look at the issues which impact Americans, from our food, our water, to government overreach. It'll be 2 full days of information mixed with a healthy dose of networking and friendship. You always meet somebody in these conferences that just amazes you. There's always so many people there. So I'm asking you to join them. Go to rangerights.com. Rangerights.com. They don't have a phone number. You just have to go to rangerights.com. Check it out. It's April the 20th and the 21st, and we will have Kathy Smith on, I believe. No, we have Tim Smith on. They're not related. Tim Smith on Monday, and we will be talking about Range Rights and Resource Symposium. Okay? So, back to gun control. I think they didn't mention a whole lot. Of course, they were chasing a bomber in Austin, Texas. But I think they didn't mention a whole lot about this school shooting yesterday morning because they took the shooter out early and he was taken out by an armed resource officer of the school. And that is something the liberals don't want. What they really want is to just get rid of guns. And I wanted to talk about that just a little bit. We'll get on to other topics, I assure you. But I wanted to talk about that just a little bit. You know, you look at the face of this young man. He was just 17 years old, Austin Wyatt Rollins. And I see in his face, from a Facebook picture, he was just 14, an innocent young man. What makes an innocent-looking young man, maybe he wasn't so innocent, obviously, he had some hate in his heart for some reason. What makes an innocent young man want to kill classmates? What makes a young man of 24 years old, I mean, they haven't lived that much yet. Life can be pretty frustrating, but they haven't even lived much yet. To want to set bombs around a town and watch innocent people die. What makes somebody want to do that? What makes an elected official think the best way to protect you is to take away your protection? Now, they wanted to outlaw and age limit what age you could have a rifle at after the shooting in Florida. This young man used a handgun. And I was telling the guest yesterday that I saw the statistics, and the statistics were that the average person age of those buying the rifles, the ARs, was 34. So changing that wasn't going to, making a law against that wasn't going to change anything, really. Well, this is coming from the Daily Signal, and I've been holding it for a few days. I got it on the 16th of March. Today is already the 21st. By the way, happy spring. It says, in the wake of the tragic murder, now when this was written, we hadn't had the incident yesterday morning in Maryland. 17 innocent students and teachers of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, student educators, politicians, and activists are searching for solutions to prevent future school shootings. Now, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, I shared an article out of a local newspaper with you, and that particular article, the gentleman had done a little research of his own, because it just came to his mind, you know how that does, to me. Why don't these mass shootings happen in the high crime inner city schools? Well, it's because they're heavily guarded and security is high. He did a little research and he found out that the inner city schools have armed guards. They have metal detectors. You don't go in and you don't come out without being secured. Therefore, they don't have mass shooters. And yet, those who are doing all this talking are thinking that if they take the guns away, it'll stop. No, it won't. If they took the armed guards and the security away from the inner cities, the shootings would continue. They would happen there as well as somewhere else. You can't legislate morality. Now, we know that there are two things that are common denominators in all these shootings. One is they're all in gun-free zones. And the other is the shooters have been on some kind of drugs for their to handle things in life. Mental drugs. Mind controlling drugs, so to speak. So while we have an opioid war going on, what about some of these drugs? And I want to go back even farther. Why do we have so many individuals in America that have trouble coping with life? Now, I understand there's just we're always going to have those who can't, and it's we need to build them up and help them. But why do we have so many youngsters that cannot cope with life anymore and think it's okay to take a life? And why do we have so many elected officials that think the Second Amendment is unimportant? While they have armed guards, you don't need to be armed. We're going into a break. Lots of questions. Do we have any answers? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the 4-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have a little piece of news here. Just kind of pick your brain a little bit. You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I do believe in paying attention to what's going on. And, you know, in the scriptures, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, it said that she pondered these things. She kept them in her mind and she thought about them. The things that had happened. You know, the wise men, well, it wouldn't have been the wise men at that time, but the shepherds and all the things that had taken place. The angels, the shepherds, and... well, she pondered them. She kept these things, these facts in her mind, and she pondered them. So you have to think about what's going on in this world. You know, why didn't they cover this shooter a little bit more yesterday? Obviously, we had a bomber we were chasing, but also I believe it had something to do with the fact that he was taken out quickly by an armed guard of the school. Now, this is a far reach here. I'm just trying to bring you to this next story. If you'll remember, Seth Rich worked for the Hillary Clinton campaign. And it is believed that he might have been the one who did some leaking. to WikiLeaks. Nobody knows that. WikiLeaks hasn't come out and said that. But it is believed that that was a strong possibility. He was killed, shot, and nothing was ever found out about it. And I saw a story over a year ago where the family was having trouble finding an investigator that would take it, and they finally found somebody who would take on the case, and he was having trouble with local authorities giving him any kind of information. Well, here we come, and this is somebody else altogether different now. A former Marine who claims to have worked as a special agent with the Department of Energy has been charged with shooting and running over a Republican lobbyist, Jack Berkman, who conducted a controversial investigation of former DNC staffer Seth Rich's murder. Kevin Doherty, 46, was charged Monday with the use of a firearm in the commission of a felony and two counts of malicious wounding, according to a press release from the Arlington, Virginia County Police Department. Kevin Doherty not only shot this man, he ran over him a couple of times. The Washington Post provided more details about the attack, which was the second to befall Berkman over the past several months. An unidentified assailant attacked Berkman with pepper spray at his home in January. Berkman was shot and run over on March 13th at a Rosslyn Marriott Hotel's parking garage. Berkman was there to retrieve what he thought were documents from an FBI whistleblower. Isn't this interesting? Doherty worked for Berkman on the Rich investigation until July of 2017. Rich, a data analyst at the DNC, was murdered in Washington, D.C. on July 10th of 2016 under mysterious circumstances. Doherty was an investigator on Berkman's profiling project and the group he formed to solve Rich's case. Rich's death was initially described as a robbery gone wrong, but the conspiracy theorists speculated he was killed due to the involvement in stealing DNC emails, and plus he wasn't robbed. Nothing was taken. That was another one. And there's no evidence. They say there's no evidence that Rich was involved in the emails. Well, it's interesting that Berkman now was attacked twice, and then he was taken out. Don't you find that interesting? Another dead body in the wake of Hillary Clinton. It's kind of like 6 points to Kevin Bacon. How many murders can we point to the Hillary Clinton history of Hillary Clinton life? It's not really funny. But it is peculiar, don't you think? This one caught me as funny. Funny and peculiar. And I remember Ralph Peters. Now, Ralph Peters is a consultant on Fox News. Well, he was. He's no longer. And if you remember, a few years ago, he got suspended for a couple of weeks. Got detention. He got suspended for a couple of weeks because he called President Obama a bad name. It was a derogatory name, which I thought was kind of funny, but he shouldn't have done it. And he got in trouble for it. Well, now he's mad, and he has abruptly quit his job at Fox News as a strategic analyst. And instead of leaving quietly, the retired Army Lieutenant Colonel wrote a scathing letter blasting the Trump administration and his former employer for assaulting our constitutional order and the rule of law while fostering corrosive and unjustified paranoia among viewers. And he's upset with some of the programs on Fox News because he thinks they are fostering paranoia and that they're attacking departments of government that shouldn't be attacked. Fox has degenerated from providing a legitimate and much-needed outlet for conservative voices to a more propaganda machine for a destructive and ethically ruinous administration. That's what Peters said in his letter. And he's continued to say, over my decade with Fox, I long was proud of the association. Now I am ashamed. When primetime hosts, this is coming from Ralph Peters, when primetime hosts who have never served our country in any capacity dismiss facts of empirical reality to launch profoundly dishonest assaults on the FBI, the Justice Department, the courts, the intelligence community in which I served, and not least, a model public servant and genuine war hero like Robert Mueller, all the while scaremongering with lurid warnings of deep state machinations. I cannot be part of the same organization, even at a remove. To me, Fox News is now wittingly harming our system of government for profit. Well, it's always for profit. Come on, Ralph. It was for profit that you were a part of Fox. You got paid. It's always for profit. But because Robert Mueller was a war hero doesn't mean that Robert Mueller is doing the right thing now, does it? John McCain was a war hero to many, but he has not been a hero to the Constitutional Republic as a senator. And surely Ralph Peters knows that our court system is corrupt. Surely he realizes the deep state is real. D.C. is corrupt. Surely he sees that. I always question, and maybe I shouldn't, the integrity of those who quickly jump ship when the waters get rough. Just saying. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you want to visit, chime in, keep it on topic. 877-895-5410. We have plenty of topics. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in
and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I shared with you an article a few weeks back. And it was written, and it was, Leave Jeff Sessions Alone. Leave Jeff Sessions Be, I think it was. And this is, I think this might be the same writer. It's from the same source. Leave McMasters Be. You know, they keep coming up and some of the talking heads. You need to get rid of Jeff Sessions. You need to fire him. He needs to go. Well, who are they going to replace him with? And I still want to believe in the backside of my heart that that man is the little quiet guy that's doing all kinds of stuff behind the scenes. McMasters. Every couple of months, they come out with the rumor. McMasters is going to get fired. McMasters is going to get fired. And this article is saying, you know, leave him alone. It says, the world, however, is a much more logical and predictable place than it was 14 months ago. Really? We've restored ties to the Gulf monarchies. Israel is again treated with respect. This is coming from this author. Don't fuss at me if you don't agree with him. Victor Davis Hanson. There is no talk anymore of ascendant ISIS caliphate. Ukrainians have been armed. Putin has had tighter sanctions slapped on him. NATO member defense expenditures are up 5%. And the U.S. military is being rebooted. He goes in here and he names all the good things that are happening. So why would you want to fire McMasters? There's rumors about him getting fired, rumors about John Kelly getting fired. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, it's interesting to me. So, I've titled today's show, Facts to Ponder, Not Conspiracies. Listen to what these talking heads and these authors are saying. I think this guy's
You know, he's just giving you facts. I mean, it's up to you whether you agree with what's being done or not. He's just giving you facts. And I have long said they keep screaming to get rid of Jeff Sessions, but who are they going to replace him with? There's still, Congress is still not approved, I don't know how many appointees or nominees of President Donald Trump's. They're just sitting there, not doing nothing. And that ought to anger you. And here we are looking at another government shutdown. An omnibus bill. That's hard to say, you know. That's going to raise the debt yet some more. It's not going to defund Planned Parenthood. It's not going to defund or get rid of Obamacare problems. It's not giving money to build the wall. And all kinds of rhetoric is coming out. They take this omnibus bill, and it is horrific what they have in it. Hundreds and hundreds of pages. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Do you know that it's your money? So when they choose to continue to kill babies, giving money to Planned Parenthood, it is your money. Your money. You ought to be upset that they are so disrespectful of your tax dollars. And not only that, they can't get enough from you. They have got the debt so $21 trillion, and that's just, you know, that's just a guess. It's more than that. And it keeps going up. And there's no way they can pay it off. You've heard Melody. Something's going to give eventually. What's going to happen? Are we going to break out in a war? Is the stock market just going to tank? Something's going to happen. We can't keep it up. And that's just a fact of life. Eventually, there will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I'm not here with all the answers. I've got more questions than answers. But what I'm here for is to give you hope, to give you encouragement, to bring you the truth as best I can. Read between the lines. Listen to the talking heads. Didn't say believe them, but ponder these facts. When the facts come out, ponder them. Keep them. Think about what's going to happen. CSC Talk Radio is here for you. That's what I'm here for. You know, I had a caller, and they say they've been listening to the show, and they love it. And they wanted to know if there was another, I guess they don't need a pillow. They wanted to know if there's another way to donate to the show, and yes, there is. You can donate using a credit card. I have PayPal on the website, which is csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com. And there is a donate button on the front page. I think you have to go down towards the bottom, but there is a donate button. And you can also send to Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. I only have PayPal on the website. I don't have it here in the office. I don't have any way to take the credit cards. That costs money, and I don't have that. So I appreciate any donations I get. I appreciate the encouragements. And, you know, several of you have sent me get well cards. Some of you have sent me some little funny chuckles, and I needed it. I really do need that from time to time. Yesterday was a rough day. I won't say why, but it was just a rough day. I've got a little chipper. I'm a little chipperer today than I was yesterday afternoon. And I know that I'm here for you. I know that without a doubt, that this nation needs encouragement. There's plenty of talking heads. There's plenty of lawyers and investigators and researchers and reporters. But are there encouragers? Yeah, maybe you don't want a cheerleader. You know, I believe that there is black and white. And when we see the gray, that's when we've messed it up. And we got to fix it. We had a bomber, we had a shooter. Both were taken out yesterday. With hope. Because there is good people in this nation. Good people. And it takes all of us, every single one of us, to work together. To encourage one another. Educate and activate. Tomorrow we will have Mindy Patterson on. And we will all work together to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.